This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by brilliant partner at RSM, Rick Kass. Rick is going to talk to us about what trends he's watching currently in private equity, what's on his mind, what's he watching, and a lot more. Rick, why don't you take a moment and introduce yourself, and then tell us, what are you watching currently in the private equity market?
Yes, Scott, thank you. Yeah, as you said, I'm Rick Kass. I'm a partner at RSM, and I focus primarily on healthcare, but most of my clients tend to have a private equity flair to them, so spend a lot of time with private equity funds and their portfolio companies. And I think for us right now, one of the things that we continue to watch and monitor is probably mostly related to macroeconomic conditions like interest rates, labor market, and how they might impact our clients. I mean, I think the labor market issue for the portfolio clients that we talk to tends to be kind of top of mind for most of the executives. Most of our clients are having a hard time finding people to do the work they need them to do, whether it's providing patient care or in other businesses as well. And I think that's a big impact in terms of the ability for them to grow and for them to kind of achieve the projected, multiples that they have. So I'd say for us right now, the labor market tends to be kind of the front and center issue that we're working through with our clients and trying to figure out how that's going to impact them for the next, 6 to 18 months or so.
Rick, I know it's been a stormy environment out there. Tell us, at what point does the labor issues, everybody's focusing on workforce issues, get supplanted by the interest rate environment issues and what people are seeing with interest rates? At what point does that become as much a concern about investing by private equity or the cost of debt and what it does to multiples as does the workforce issues?
Yeah, I think it's probably the second thing that I hear about, and I think where we start to hear more and more about that is obviously as clients start to think about buying a new target or looking to refinance their debt, as it becomes more of an issue, because obviously the labor market thing, I think where we're somewhat cautious about is how long is that going to last? Is it going to get worse as the baby boomers age into retirement and more people leave the labor force because of those issues as well? So, I think that's more of like the long-term kind of, headwind, if you will. The interest rate item, I think that's something where, obviously it's of late where we're seeing these increases in the Fed funds rate, but obviously driving up all the other rates. So then, that's probably the second biggest issue that we hear about. But I think that's really when, people are starting to think like clear and present, like new transaction, new debt, new refinance or something like that.
Yes. And I wonder on the labor issues, people talk about interest rate issues forcing us towards a recession, just, having to slow down, put the brakes on inflation some, and that potentially leading to a recession, a lack of growth in the economy or technically 2 quarters in a row of negative growth is a recession. I wonder what the risk is of just purely not having enough labor causing that risk as well to an expansion of the economy. I mean, are there plenty of companies, certainly you see it with restaurants, they can't expand how they want to expand just because you're not having the labor to do so. Does labor shortfalls also create a serious risk of recession?
Yeah, it's a good question. Probably. I mean, I think if we're not able to grow our companies the way we want to because we can't find the people to do it, then, we only have, I guess, two choices, not to grow or to find some other way other than human capital and human time to be able to do the growth we want to do. So, we talk a lot with our clients about finding more efficient ways, whether it's through technology or process improvements or something like that, to minimize the need of human time and human interaction. So, I think as we kind of continue to work through this, our biggest focus with our clients, the ones that are think forward the most, is how do you really overcome that issue is probably not by finding more people, because that's really difficult to do, and maybe outside of the skills and scope that you have to be able to do anything about it. But can you improve the process that you use to do any of your business process functions, or can you implement technology to automate things or use artificial intelligence or machine learning to make decisions that people would have done already? So I think that's really the focal point of where we want our clients to head towards, is getting more efficient, using technology better, and, you know, relying less on human time and capital.
No, so important. Such a good point, because those businesses that scale without more people, or not nearly as directly proportional numbers of people, have a much easier time when there are shortages of people in general, though they still need specific types of talent. Rick Kess, always a pleasure to visit with you again. Rick Kess, brilliant partner at RSM. Thank you for joining us on the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.
Thank you, Scott.